This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm with Derek Orr of PSCR and Jeff Bratcher of the FirstNet Authority. Guys, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, Donnie. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Donnie. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I can't believe it. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year from a professional standpoint is coming up for years it was PSCR's event, and now with the joint work of FirstNet Authority and PSCR, it's the 5x5 event. Derek, can you remind the audience a little bit about the history of this, and by the way, what does 5x5 mean?
Yeah, thanks, Tony. As many people know, PSCR has been doing this for since 2010, so it's been a long time. It's one of our favorite times of the year to get together with all of our stakeholders, share information, and ensure that they understand what we're working on and get their feedback. And last year was a fantastic evolution of that trend, in which we joined together with FirstNet and created something new and better, and so we named it 5x5. And where that came from is that 5x5 is a traditional term used in public safety radio to check on the clarity and understandability of transmissions. Did you hear me? And loud and clear. And so we thought that was a perfect way to describe the importance of this event, both to us as agencies wanting to ensure that our stakeholders hear us and hear what we're working on, and also for our ability to hear them, like I said, get their feedback and ensure our programs are aligned with their needs, especially public safety, just because they are the core to each of our programs. So last year was a smashing success, and I am confident that this year is going to be even better. And as we've done every year, we get feedback at the end, and we try to improve and come up with new things to keep people engaged. So it's going to be a great year.
Well, it sounds great. So, Jeff, tell us when and where everything's happening.
Sure thing. Thank you, Donnie. So the 5x5 conference this year will be in Chicago at the Fairmont Chicago Millennium Park. The dates are 3 full days, June 25th, 26th, and 27th. And as Derek mentioned, very excited about this conference. It's kind of our culmination event every summer in learning about first responder needs and driving that into research or the FirstNet network going forward.
All right. And Derek, who should be attending this? I mean, you mentioned public safety is the core, but is it just strictly, law enforcement, fire, and EMS?
No, I mean, obviously, and I think I can speak for both of our programs, public safety is the driving force behind our mission. However, we can't succeed in our missions, both as federal agencies and as public safety, or on behalf of public safety, if we don't also have at the table the key partners that are going to make the vision happen, and that is industry, academia, other federal agencies. So our conference always looks to bring all of those elements together and create a place where they can start to work together, collaborate, meet, and move the ball forward on both of our missions. And this year we expect it to be like other years, where it's a pretty even split. It's about a quarter public safety, a quarter industry, a quarter academia, and a quarter federal agencies. And that's a wonderful mix, and we're pretty much expecting something similar this year.
All right. So who are some of the top speakers, Jeff?
Sure thing. So we have Dr. Lori Moore Merrill, and she is the U.S. Fire Administrator. She will be giving one of our keynotes, as well as our own chairman of the FirstNet Authority Board, Chief Richard Carrizo, who is the chief of the Southern Platte Fire Protection District in Kansas City, Missouri. So some fantastic public public safety keynotes for the conference, as we do every year, and understanding perspectives from leadership in the public safety community. So we're excited to have both of those keynotes for this session in a couple of weeks.
Are there any topics that jump out at you, things you're looking forward to hearing about?
We've got over 50 different keynotes. We've got plenaries. We're going to have breakout sessions for key topic areas from public safety focused on communications. And some of these include rural health care, some of the tribal and tribal lands response operations, disaster preparedness and response, search and rescue, some of the federal public safety aspects. There is a large community of federal public safety emergency responders. We'll hear some of their perspectives. And then recaps and sessions about upcoming events, the Democratic National Convention, Republican National Convention, some of these large planned events that are supported by communications. And there's some technology areas that will be talked about that are very unique to public safety, push-to-talk capabilities, our compact, rapid deployables, and how we have deployables as a service, actually, as part of FirstNet. To respond for planned or emerging events and disasters. Some of the drones that are coming online now and how those are being used by public safety for situational awareness. Some of the technical awareness kits, the TAC systems in place, live streaming with video and body-worn cameras, and then hearing from every discipline within the sessions that we have within public safety, police, fire, EMS, emergency management, telecommunicators, and across the geographic diversity of tribal areas, territories, and rural, not to leave out, but also including the urban parts of the country.
All right. Well, so you've got that side of things that are actually happening today, but, you know, this whole event really started with the research and development, the theoretical stuff that PSCR is so well known for, and the early research. Derek, you still have some of that, right?
We have a lot of that. there's going to be, we have, I mean, this year, I think Jeff said, we have over 50 sessions, and half of those are going to be around more of the future-looking work that PSCR does, and half of them are going to be around the operational network-oriented work that FirstNet's focused on. So there's a great mix in the two, and yes, we, from the PSCR perspective, we're very excited. We've had a number of incredible prize challenges culminate this year around the use of drones and mapping the interior of buildings, or tracking first responders through our first responder indoor tracking challenge that finalized this year. So we have a number of areas in which we're going to be able to have these innovators get up on stage and talk directly to the audience and share their findings and get feedback. But they're also going to bring their tech to the event, and so people are going to actually get to interact with it. We also have a lot of updates and new outcomes from our internal research across all of our portfolios of user interface, location-based services, mission-critical voice. So we're really excited to share all of that with our attendees. And I will say that this year is potentially going to prove to be our biggest event ever, which is really exciting. We've already got over 460 people registered this year. That is pretty much unheard of for 3 weeks out from the event. I do think this could end up being the largest event we've had. It's really exciting. I think we've got a lot of great stuff to share.
Yeah. Oh, wow. 460 already. It's come a long way from if I remember right, it was like 100 people at that very first one and more than a decade ago.
In Boulder, right? In the auditorium, yes.
Very, very true. Impressive. So I know, you know, the FirstNet Authority and PSCR are both U.S. entities, but it's always amazing to me when I'm walking around at 5x5 and the PSCR before that. How many people I'm seeing from other countries? Are you thinking that there's going to be a good international presence again this year?
Absolutely. We have already over 10 countries registered for the event. So, again, not to play out this theme too much, but that's probably going to be the largest number of international countries ever in attendance to 5x5. So, and they'll be taking part in panels, in breakouts. They'll be participating in breakout sessions. So, there's going to be a great opportunity for everyone to interact, not only with the important players within the United States, but also the key players throughout the globe.
All right.
Yeah, I would add to that. You know, Derek and I were fortunate enough to be at Critical Communications World earlier this year. And again, public safety's challenges and communications challenges are pretty universal worldwide. So it's really exciting to see. I think we've been interacting with over 40 different countries over the last, 10 years or so that are looking to have their and build their own public safety dedicated networks. In Europe, it's called PPDR, different from the U.S., but they're all focused on solving those communication challenges and bringing the situational awareness that broadband high-throughput networks can provide. So I'm really excited about that aspect. We always learn a lot with our international partners in its sharing environment. And we are also pushing that in our standards development and really making this a problem and focused solutions for public safety worldwide. And this conference helps spur a lot of that activity.
Yeah, well, it is amazing when I'm talking to folks from these other countries, they're all in different places and they're taking different paths and everything else, but they all point to the FirstNet for actually getting it on the ground and actually have it operational. So I'm always interested to see how what kind of progress the other countries have made as well. So you mentioned partners, international partners, but you guys have a lot of partners to make this happen, right, Derek?
Absolutely. We couldn't do the type of event that we do with so many of the partners from public safety industry and academia weren't so willing to also share what they've been working on with our attendees. It just makes it such a more rich experience for everyone. And so this year we have over 70 demonstrations that are going to be installed. Again, continuing the theme that I've stated before, it's going to be the largest number of demos we've ever had at our conference. And they're going to be demos from both the future-looking research and PSCR side, as well as the FirstNet side, from really fascinating technology it's more near term or available today. So it's all going to be in one large demo hall. So it gives everybody kind of a one-stop shop opportunity to go in and meet with the people that are actually spending their time in their companies and in their classrooms and in their research institutes to bring this vision for public safety to fruition. So I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity and great time.
Yes, I know I'm looking forward to, because of the way the prize challenges have been funded and everything else, it's always, we're working on a little bit more for next year, and now suddenly you get to see what the finished product is on a research level, but that finished product, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
So Jeff, what are some of the main things people, if they're debating whether to come to this, what are some of the main things that you think they can learn by going to 5x5?
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Great question. It's really about the sessions that we talked about earlier. And we hear most feedback, the greatest part of it is the making connections outside of the formal sessions and keynotes and making peer connections with your peers, whether it's within public safety, international peers with public safety, academia, the government, different government agencies, as well as now with the vendors that are bringing there and showcasing some of their technologies that are focused for public safety communications. And this format's great to allow this to happen. We've got the lessons learned sessions with the breakouts and the plenaries. Again, those breaks and networking during the breaks and getting hands-on experience with some of the technology demonstrations. And partnering, from my perspective, FirstNet Authority with NIST and Public Safety Communications Research Program allows each of our organization stakeholders to interact and share that expertise, whether it is looking 10 years out in the future R&D aspects, or now, what's the here and now with our more immediate investments into the FirstNet network and what we're looking to solve in the short term. So again, the researchers get that direct access to what's happening now, people that are actually using these networks, what do they need out of them at this conference, and then building that into their research plans and informing that down the road. We're really excited. We're going to have a lot of our staff members. I know Derek will as well from NIST on site. I would also put a plug in. We will have, I think, most of our FirstNet Authority board members are going to be in attendance as well and engaging in the different sessions and panels. We had a handful of them at last year's event, and they really enjoyed it. So we're pushing to have as many of our board members there as well.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Well, and Derek, I mean, you guys have been doing this for more than a decade. What are some of the other things that you think people should know about in terms of possibly attending?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff hit so many of the key points, but I'll just reiterate how, from our perspective, especially when you're looking at driving adoption, driving a global effort to ensure that we have a large market presence from public safety that's not just one country oriented, but instead a global orientation, so that we can actually see change in manufacturers. That takes getting people excited, and that takes people actually starting to understand and be able to vision what that future is. And I think this is probably one of the best places to come and actually be able to see real prototypes that aren't ready for market yet that people haven't held before, haven't seen before. You can't go to a store, you can't go to someplace and or online and see a YouTube video and check them out. It's literally, you're seeing things that are being worked on in the back rooms of companies and looking 5, 10, 15 years out. And by doing that, I've literally watched people come in skeptical about what the future brings, see some of that technology, and do a 180 and say, this is what we need, this is what it has to be, and they leave believers in why it's important to stay on top and ensure that public safety's needs are driven into these technologies, and that we continue to work to see that future take place. So that's always one of the most satisfying things to me, as well as just creating an opportunity for people to meet, to people to connect throughout the event, and also provide an area for them to provide our programs feedback to ensure that they know that they're being heard, being listened to, and that our programs are meeting their needs. So, like I said, it's one of the most important times of the year for me and our program. We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to having you, Donnie, there as usual. You're always front row, so we love it and expect it. So it's going to be a good time, and can't wait to kick it off.
Well, thank you. Yes, I love this week, and look forward to seeing you guys in Chicago. And you know, one thing I was thinking about the other day was, you know, so many times governments have research arms and things like that, and they do research, and then it kind of you never know what happens and everything. And what's really interesting here is that, you know, over the past decade, be able to watch stuff go from theory to prototype, and now we're actually seeing this stuff deployed in FirstNet and other parts of public safety. And I think that's got to be super rewarding to both of you guys who were there at the beginning.
It is. It really is.
Absolutely, Donnie. And I'll put a plug for anyone listening. Please be there early day one. You'll also hear the kickoff session by our executive director, Joe Walpole, the FirstNet Authority, as well as Derek Orr, that's here with me today. They do great jobs and exciting the crowds and kicking off the session. So please arrive early for that.
Very cool.
Thanks for that plug, Jeff.
Yes. Well, hey, very cool. Look forward to seeing both of you guys in Chicago, and congratulations on the early turnout.
Yeah, thanks, Donnie. It's been a pleasure, man.
Thank you, Donnie. See you there.